Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
It's the most wonderful time of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, what's up? How you doing? How you feeling today? This is Motown Maurice, and you're tuned in to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle Blog Talk Radio Hollywood Edition. And yes, indeed, this is a special Hollywood Edition. Before I move on and before I introduce you to my guest, I got to start you off with three quotes, as I've been doing for the past week or so. Three quotes just to get your day started. So quote number one, one of my favorites. Once a man makes a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Quote number two, until a man selects his definite purpose, he scatters his energy and thoughts. This leads not to power, but to indecision and weakness. And the last quote from the great and late Bob Marley himself, every man has the right to decide his own destiny. And indeed, my guest today has decided his own destiny. And because of that, this young man is in pursuit of higher acting heights. Born and raised in Los Angeles, California, but spent a good amount of time on the East Coast and recently became an alumnus of Hampton University. Even more recently, we both made an appearance on a web series called The Shop. I am delighted to introduce you today to Keenan Harris! Keenan, what's going on, brother? How you doing?
I can't call it, brother. I'm good. How you doing, Motown?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm great, man. I am doing great. Ready to interview you here. But first, I want to let you know that I forgive you. I forgive you first and foremost for attending Hampton University and not Florida A&M University. I forgive you, brother. I forgive you. You know, we all make mistakes in life, and that's just one mistake that you made, and I forgive you.
That's the best mistake I made. That's the best one I made.
Hampton University, HBCU. How was that experience for you at Hampton?
You know, I think it was better than Florida, you know.
All right.
It was good, brother. I learned a lot. I can't complain. I got what I wanted. You know, I went out there because I wanted to experience the East Coast life and go to HBCU. Mm-hmm. And, you know, voila, I'm back. You know, back in L.A. I graduated. I finished. It was good. I met a lot of good people. You know, shout out to my girl. I met her out there. You know, I learned a lot being out there. Got a chance to travel and see things I wouldn't have seen if I would have stayed out here in L.A. So, shout out to Hampton.
Now, what was I going to say? Listen, now, you had the acting bug at an early age since you were like 12 years old initially, correct?
Correct.
So, it would make more sense for someone who was born and raised in Los Angeles, California, to want to stay and go to school here because this is the mecca of film and television. So, you know, that had to be a real, was it a hard decision for you to leave the West Coast to go to the East Coast?
No, it wasn't. You know, I really wanted to go, you know, I always wanted to go to college and wanted to go somewhere different from L.A. You know, of course, I did have my choices to stay out here in L.A., you know, I did apply to USC, which is one of the best places to go to for film and television and acting. But, you know, that's a hard school to get into.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get in, but, you know, that's why I chose to go to Hampton, you know, because that was one of my top choices anyway. So, you know,
yeah,
it all worked
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
You know, I can't complain.
Fantastic, fantastic. So you went into Hampton University. What were the degrees that you were pursuing and that you have right now?
Oh, well, I got a degree in speech and language, speech pathology. That's my degree. So that's what I'm doing right now, you know, as far as the day job goes. But I still study theater. That was my minor. Actually, theater was my minor.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I still, you know, did plays out there and then still did things to hone my craft and just to build up my talent and my skill. But, you know, also, I was, you know, I need to, you know, get a degree in something. So I got a degree in speech pathology, you know. So
I got you. Did your parents have any influence on your choices of degrees?
Oh, yeah. My mom is the one who really, really was aggressive in trying to get me to study that field, you know, because that's what she is. She works for the LA Unified School District. So she really encouraged me to go and pursue that, you know, as far as getting a degree in something. She said get a degree in that because it's pretty, you know, the plentiful jobs out there in the field, and it's, you know, it's flexible as well. So to be able to do that as well as go to auditions and do plays and just do what you love to do.
Yeah.
So that's why she suggested that I do that. You know, of course, mama knows best, so I did.
Hey. Yes, yes, indeed. Mama knows best, and mama sometimes pays the bills, so you got to respect mama in the progress. So.
Yeah, taking out the loans, yeah, you know.
Yep. But, you know, you have a degree in, you know, speech pathology. At the same time, you have a minor in theater. And you were in pursuit of your acting career in college. I've yet to have met someone who had an agent while they were in college. And your agent actually was able to get some work for you. Now, if you ask me, I found that to be very clever for you to be able to get an agent while in college and start to do work there. So talk about some of that experience of getting an agent and some of the roles that you played while you were in college.
Yeah, I was part of a talent agency out there for a couple of years. And with that, I was able to have some opportunities presented to me. And one of them being, you know, being on the 700 Club a few times. And, you know, the 700 Club is like a Christian-based channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where, you know, they have a lot of preachers that are guest speakers on there and that talk about their experiences and how they got to be where they are at that present time. And usually they have like a testimony. They give a testimony and they have like a reenactment of that testimony. So a lot of that, you know, a lot of preachers went through trials and tribulations growing up. So they, you know, had to adapt to the life of crime. So I had to play them when they were younger and reenact their experience and their story. And, you know, so that was pretty much the highlight of that. And, you know, it got me some exposure. You know, people saw me on TV. A couple of people saw me. My parents got to see me, which is good. And, you know, it was good. The resume builder and being in front of the camera and meeting people and networking and rubbing shoulders. So it was real. It was real good. It was a real good experience. And I definitely liked that. And so that was, you're right. A lot of people in college don't really have a chance to, you know, or don't really have access to an agent, you know, can't really get an agent like that, you know. So, it worked out good, though.
Fantastic, because I can almost imagine that most agencies will be somewhat apprehensive about booking a college student because college students are just like everywhere, you know, very, very unfocused at times.
Oh, yeah. Well, not all the time.
At least you wasn't one of them. You wasn't one of them.
I made sure I was available for them shoots, and I was, you know, they booked me and everything. So, that is a good observation, though. That is, I never thought about that, though.
Yeah. So you also had a chance to play Emmett Till in a theater play. And from my understanding, that wasn't your initial role. You kind of worked your way up. You were advanced in the play.
Yeah, that's correct. I got cast as his cousin, Maurice. You know, his cousin's the one who kind of set him up in that little situation that he got into, unfortunately. But I was playing him, and the actor who was cast as Emmett, he was having some problems with the director, and he wasn't really as focused as he should have been. And, you know, so, you know, long story short, they kind of had a falling out, and the director was like, hey, you know, you're his understudy, so I'm going to need you to really come up and play this role, you know. And so I was like, you know, I got you. I can do it. You know, I'm confident. And, you know, I did it, and it was good. It was successful.
Wow. Were you nervous at all? Were you nervous at all? Or did you expect it kind of was going to happen?
I saw it coming from a distance by the way the rehearsals were going. But, you know, I guess I was a little concerned because, you know, Emmett Till had a stutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had an issue with his fluency. He would stutter. And that was one of the things I was like, well, dang, you know, I got to really be able to pull this off and make it believable. And not having the audience be like, oh, I can tell he's fake. You know, they need to get another guy. Who is this dude up on stage trying to act like he's stuttering, you know?
Mm-hmm,
but,
mm-hmm.
You know, I got it down. It worked out. You know, it was good. And, you know, it really built my confidence up, too. And it really showed that, you know, I could really act. I could play these roles, you know. It don't matter who. I'm playing somebody that's a character that's disabled or a regular character or what. You know, I could play anything.
Yes, absolutely. Now, you graduated from college recently. Congratulations to that. Give it up. We got to show you some love. But what I want to talk about, excuse me, from Hampton, yes, graduated from Hampton University. What I want to talk about is your cross-country road trip from Hampton to Los Angeles, California. That's something serious. And it must have been an opportunity for you to just discover things about yourself, because that's a lot of time on the road, brother. It's a lot of time.
Yeah. It was good. Like I said before, it was one of the best 4 days of my life, just me by myself in the road and my music. You know, I like music. I'm really passionate about music, so I had a lot of that. And it just really gave me a time to reflect and look back my time on the East Coast, and also just to see where I'd be going in the future, you know, just to have it all planned out and just have everything lined up in my head where I want to be, my plans, my goals. So it was real cool, man. It was dope. I'm going to do it again by myself sometime. When these gas prices go down, I'll do it again.
Yeah. So let me evaluate. You're a recent college student. You're on the road for 4 days. You're driving. I'm sure you spent a lot of time thinking about where in the world you're going to get some income, where you're going to get a job. Was that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. That was also on my mind, too, because I was, you know, not that acting wasn't, but I was also thinking, like, man, Lord, I need to, you know, it's hard out here. Times is hard. You know, unemployment rate ain't no joke. So I was like, man, I need a job, you know. So I got two jobs. I got two on the same day, actually. It was crazy. So I'm good. That was an excitement right there that I thought it never happened, the two jobs the same day. So Go ahead.
So you've been back here since August, and you're already making some real significant moves. We met recently at the shop. It was the shooting of a web series. This was just a week ago. And you're already making moves. You're shaking hands. You're rubbing shoulders with the right people. I mean, it seems like you're in the right place at the right time. You know, how were you able to get onto the shop and make that happen? And how's your networking coming along?
Oh, well, I know the director, Taja Simpson, V. Simpson, and, you know, me and her met because I was in a play that she did for a church. We go to West Angeles Church of God in Christ,
mm-hmm.
and we did a play for the church. You know, they have a drama ministries, And that's how I met her. And, you know, she knows that I'm really passionate about this and I'm, you know, pursuing it full on right now. And so she was like, hey, I got a little role that you could play, you know, a little guest appearance you can make in the show. And I was like, all right, cool, I'm down. You know, I'm there. You know, when? And so that's how that happened.
Yeah, then fantastic.
When I was at the set, I met this guy with a crazy haircut. The guy was named Motown Maurice.
Hey, man, you was at the right place at the right time, and we got this interview going, you know? And that's what networking's all about. How is networking for you? I mean, you seem like you're doing it right. I mean, I got to be honest with you. You know, I'm always scouting for guests on my show, and I know when to take somebody serious or not. When they give me a business card, when someone gives me a business card and it shows that they take their craft, their business, their career seriously, I'm like, okay, this person, he's the real deal. And you were the real deal. We spoke, we conversed. You even looked me up. You're like, let me check this brother. Okay, all right, I see you got something on your, you know, you got something in your past. You're legit. I took your business card and we doing things now. And so many people don't even take the time out to, you know, put a business card together. So you're doing something right and you're doing plenty right because you're on a web series, you're on a talk show right now. So big ups to you on that.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to get, you know, have more and more opportunities presented to me and networking. We all know that in this industry of entertainment, that's the most, you have to network. You got to have a team. You got to have people around you that's really going to help you to help open doors for you. So I value networking, man. That's one of the most important assets and facets of the industry is to be able to network and talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're doing it right. You're doing it right. So what have you learned? I mean, you lived here, then you went away for college, and you're back, and you're already making some groundwork in the Los Angeles community, breaking some strides. What have you learned since you've been here as far as Hollywood is concerned?
One thing I learned is to not be afraid of failure. That's one thing I learned for real because, you know, this is a hard business to break into. And, you know, so a lot of people are, you know, who are in pursuit of it now are really like, man, I have to make it, or they feel like they're entitled to it. And, you know, that's cool. You know, we all have dreams and ambitions and things that we want to do. Mm-hmm. But one thing I told myself is, man, you know, if you don't become this A-list celebrity, or if you don't become this hot shot, you know, it's cool, you know. It's all right, you know. Doesn't mean you're a failure or anything. And that's just what I keep telling myself, you know, just to at least try it. At least, you know, say, hey, man, I'm going to try this thing full on. I'm going to go at it. I'm going at it hard. I'm going to really grind it out. Excuse me. And then, you know, we'll see what happens if, you know, I'm gonna get somewhere. That's what I keep telling myself. I'm gonna get somewhere. You know, I may not be this big celebrity, but I'm gonna get somewhere. But as long as I'm trying, that's all that matters. You know, everybody, you know, and it all be big shots, big hot shots, and whatnot. But you know, why not try? You know, why not try? I'm not gonna look at this feat. I'm not gonna look at this task and run from it. You know, I'm not gonna run from it. So I'm gonna try it out. So that's one thing I kind of had to learn, and I had to really adapt that in my mentality and my thinking.
Yeah, yeah. It all comes down to patience, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Patience. You got to have patience, man, because it ain't going to happen when you want it to happen all the time. So
no.
Have patience and work hard at it, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So, with that being said, what are some of your goals in the future? I mean, what are your goals that you're looking forward to accomplishing, whether it be the near future or the future?
My goal is just to be a successful working actor, just as simple as that. Just to be able to do this and make a living at it, just be able to raise a family kids, send them off to school and college, and just be a working actor. That's all I want. And make a little name for myself. I'm cool with that. That's all I want.
Nice, nice. Now, you just mentioned kids. Now, would you also like your kids to be into the acting world? Is that something that you're going to encourage them to be a part of?
As long as they ain't no prostitute, no gangbanger, drug dealer, whatever they want to be, man. They could be acting, they could be whatever. A lawyer, a doctor, they could be whatever they want. I'm not going to be, picky on what they want to do. Just as long as they have their values and morals and have a strong head on their shoulders, then that's all that matters to me.
Yes, yes, yes. And whatever you, that sounds great. And because of that mentality that you have, you're going to have some wonderful kids. I know that. Your kids are going to be successful. Just make sure that they don't go to Hampton and they go to Florida A&M University, and they'll be all right. All right, let's just make sure they go to FAM. All right.
Make sure they're going to have a flat top, too. That's another thing.
Hey,
like,
you know.
I want to be like Motown Maurice, man. I want to. Who's this barber?
Hey, you know, I'm laying the foundations of success, so the high top might come along with it. You never know. That is so cool, man. That's so cool. Man, I want to go back to college for a second. You mentioned something, you had to play some Shakespeare roles. I've never done Shakespeare, and from my understanding that not everybody can do Shakespeare. How was that for you?
That was an experience itself, man, Shakespeare. That was my first time doing anything for Shakespeare. And I was really trying. I remember meeting up with one of my teachers. She was real, she was real into Shakespeare, and she was a real good actress. And so she would help me. We would go over lines. And, one thing I learned about Shakespeare is you really got to break down the context of the lines and really know what that character is saying, But that's one thing I learned with Shakespeare. But, it was good. I played a Macbeth. I played a Malcolm. And, it was real fun. That was real. That was a fun play.
So Shakespeare, that's not something you would want to do again in the future, or is theater something you would want to pursue in the future? Maybe move to New York and go on Broadway. Is that something you would like to do?
Even if New York is all the way across the country and not available for me to be in, I'll still be doing theater. That's like when a comedian does stand-up, that's how theater is to an actor, or for me, at least, because that's how you really learn your chops, and that's really how you learn the techniques and the foundation of acting, is by doing theater.
That's so true.
And people see, that, he's done theater, he's done a lot of theater, just mixed in with a lot of film, that's a really strong resume for you. That shows that you're really serious about acting. Is when people see, film credits on your resume. Theater credits on your resume.
Mm-hmm.
That's important. That's important to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I always encourage people to really indulge in theater for a little bit.
Yeah, theater is definitely great. A lot of people take it for granted, but they don't realize it's a key component of being a successful actor. That's where you learn. Acting class is cool, but truthfully, you can learn so much more just being a part of a theater performance, a theater program.
Yeah. Being on stage in front of all those people, and with theater, you can't mess up. It's showtime. You can't. There's no cut. Let's do it over again. You gotta be ready.
Exactly. So, Keenan, you are a prime guest for my show, Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, because you are the definition of someone young, new in the industry, hustling and shuffling. And one of your goals that you shared earlier, one of your ambitions is to find an agent. And, for a lot of my guests, we all don't have agents. We're all in pursuit of it, and it's a challenge. But what has it been like for you trying to find an agent, or do you even make that priority? Is that important to you at this time?
Oh, well, actually, honestly, that really wasn't even a part of my goal right now, like my 6 months ago, that's what I said. But, because I wanted to really build up, do more films and build my resume up and get a demo reel together before I really started looking for an agent. But, you know, if one were to come up, then I would definitely take advantage of it and see what it's all about,
mm-hmm.
you know, see what can happen with it. But, of course, you know, having an agent is definitely something that you need to have in order to really take your career to the next level and to really do a lot of TV and film, you know, on a larger scale. You really need an agent that's connected with all that, you know. But, yeah, you know, of course, I think every actor wants to have an agent, you know, a good agent, an agent that's really going to go out there and represent you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you're so right, and I love your approach. You did not say that finding an agent was one of your goals, but it's something definitely good to have. But I love your strategy. You're staying focused to building your resume and building your experience, because I think that's where most people go wrong. They put so much energy into trying to find an agent, but they don't put enough energy into their craft. So I definitely commend you on the approach that you're taking. And yeah. And by taking that approach, the agent will find you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't. Right, if you take that approach, you don't have to worry about finding an agent. An agent will find you. So big ups to you on that. As we begin to wrap the show, definitely I want everyone who's listening to take the time out and look you up, see how they can cast you and contact you for a film or a part. Do you have a website that you can share, or how they can find you on Facebook, YouTube? Or
I got a website. If you want more information on me and my journey, you can check me out. Visit KenanHarris.com. It's www.KenanHarris.com.
Mm-mm.
You can check me out. Also, you can look me up on Facebook, too, if you just want to be my friend. You know, we can definitely make that happen.
Kenan Harris, there's a young man that is getting ready to graduate from college, or maybe just graduated from college, and immediately is moving to Los Angeles, California. He needs some advice, and he's listening right now. What can you share with him?
That Motown Maurice is a late and great late night show host. No, I'm just kidding. No, I would say to really know what you want to do, have a set of goals and things that you want to accomplish within a certain amount of time, a certain period of time, you know. So, for example, like me, I was like, all right, within these next 6 months, I want to get a job, of course, that was the first thing. Then work, get a business card, website developed, you know. Then go around looking for film and looking for independent projects and get involved in as many of those as I can. And also, get out of debt. that's another conversation.
That's a whole other interview.
Exactly. That's a whole other interview.
But man.
Student loans ain't no joke. But just to really have the goals, appropriate goals for you, you know, don't try to fit everything all in 1 year, you know, just really be practical with it, with your goals and what you want to do, and just space it out a little bit, you know. So that's
fantastic. That's some excellent advice. And I know you got to go. We're running out of time, but can I just ask you one more question possibly?
What's the question? What's up? What you want to know?
All right. My question to you is, would you happen to know who's the future of late-night television?
I read somewhere that this is a guy, some guy named Motown Maurice.
You know, Kenan Harris, you're not a Florida A&M rattler, but you're all right with me. You are all right with me. That is the right answer. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenan Harris, check him out. Look him up. Go to his website. He is an actor on the rise. Search for higher heights, in pursuit of higher heights. This man is intelligent, smart, and he got a vision for his life. Take notes, take notes, take notes. Keenan, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate
you. Thanks for
having me. Oh, absolutely. We will definitely be in touch. Until next time.
All right.
Take care. All right. Yes, indeed. That was Keenan Harris. Make sure you go to his website, KeenanHarris.com. This is Motown Maurice. So happy to be talking to you today on the most wonderful time of the day. I'm signing off. Make sure you check out my website, MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com, where you can check out the quest of a late night talk show host. And in the words of Bob Marley, the late, the great himself, every man has the right to decide his own destiny. Until next time, as the quest continues.